From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 12th. Brock here, July 12th. Game day, five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from MMA Fighting, Dana White reveals Conor McGregor injury update after painful UFC 329 loss. McGregor refused crutches. Conor McGregor refused crutches as he limped out of the T-Mobile Arena following a disappointing end to his comeback at UFC 329 on Saturday. Following a five-year-long layoff, the former two-division champion's comeback came to a disastrous conclusion after he threw a jumping roundhouse kick to open his fight against Max Holloway, and it appeared he blew his knee out during a bad landing. McGregor was helped out of the octagon by his team, and he made a beeline to exit the T-Mobile Arena afterwards to seek medical attention. At the UFC 329 post-fight press conference, UFC CEO Dana White offered an update on McGregor's condition while they await final word on the injuries suffered from the fight. 5 years off in this sport is rough, White said. I was expecting at least a one-round war, or who knew what Conor was capable of as far as cardio or whatever else after a five-year layoff. There you go. We're assuming blown ACL. I'm no doctor, but that's what I figured when I saw it, and the doctors think the same thing too. Of course, McGregor suffered a torn ACL in his first fight against Holloway back in 2013, and he actually made a rather quick recovery to return to the octagon. But McGregor's about to turn 38 years old, and he's now suffered a serious knee injury in his right left after he broke his left leg during a fight against Dustin Poirier back in 2021. Obviously, White didn't want to speculate any further about the injury or what could be next for McGregor, but he expects to find out more information after the Irish superstar undergoes testing at the hospital. We'll find out when he gets an MRI, White said. Until the full extent of his injuries are confirmed, McGregor's future remains in doubt. He was out of action for 5 years between the broken leg in the Poirier trilogy and his return to action on Saturday against Max Holloway at UFC 329. McGregor could be looking at another year out of action with a torn ACL in his knee, assuming the injury wasn't actually worse, and there's no telling if he'll ever compete again. Next, second, from The Guardian Sport. Switzerland hits out at VAR after mistaken identity. Check ends in Brielle Embolo red card. Attacker shown second yellow card for simulation. Argentina topple Swiss with two goals in extra time. FIFA match officials' novel use of the term mistaken identity reared its head again in sensational circumstances during Saturday's World Cup quarterfinal between Switzerland and Argentina, leaving Swiss forward Brielle Embolo in tears and the European side a man down for a total of 67 minutes against the defending champions. It's completely not understandable, Switzerland head coach Murat Yakin said afterward. I know that they will protect their referee, but this rule destroyed the game today. Continue reading. Up next. Third, from The Guardian Sport, Conor McGregor's long-awaited UFC return ends after 69 seconds with knee injury. McGregor finally stepped back into the octagon on Saturday, his first fight in more than 5 years. The moment the bell rang, he launched a flying left roundhouse, landing hard on his right knee. The impact was awkward, and the injury forced the bout to stop at 109 of the first round. Dana White said they're assuming a blown ACL, though no official diagnosis has been released yet. Max Holloway was left standing, but the crowd got a glimpse of the Irish star's explosive start. For McGregor, the comeback will now shift to recovery. He's spoken about getting back in the gym when he's cleared, and fans will be watching closely for his next move. And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport. World Cup 2026, reaction to England's quarterfinal win over Norway and more, live. England's quarterfinal win over Norway is sending shockwaves through the World Cup. The Three Lions are joining France and Spain in the semis, and for the first time ever, the top four teams in the world on paper are moving on to the final four. This is a huge moment for English football, and it's got everyone talking about their chances of taking home the title. The team's performance was a testament to their hard work and dedication, and they're feeling confident going into the next round. Next, fifth from The Guardian Sport. Julian Alvarez's extra-time stunner sinks 10-man Switzerland to send Argentina into semifinals. Argentina was in trouble, down to 10 men, and staring at a potential penalty shootout against Switzerland. but with 8 minutes left in extra time, Julian Alvarez changed the game. He cut inside, unleashed a stunning shot from 25 yards, and sent it flying into the top left corner. The goal was a game changer, and Argentina went on to win it. Lautaro Martinez sealed the deal with a late rebound, and Argentina will now face England in the semifinals on Wednesday. Switzerland thought they had it in the bag, but a second yellow card for Brill Embolo in the 65th minute turned the tide. Up next, sixth from MMA fighting. UFC 329 post-fight press conference video. The UFC 229 post-fight press conference is where the real story unfolds. We're talking about the last piece of business after the octagon action wraps up, and it's a big deal. The UFC officials will announce the winners of the fight of the night and performance of the night bonuses, and you can bet the winning fighters will be there to meet the media. Dana White, the UFC president, will also be on hand to wrap up the event, dish out praise, and maybe even give us a glimpse into what's next on the UFC calendar. It's all going down about 30 minutes after the main event ends, so we're looking at a start time around 1 a.m. ET. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. And then, seventh from MMA fighting, Conor beat Conor Congrats Max. Pros rip Conor McGregor's disastrous UFC 329 comeback loss to Max Holloway. Conor McGregor's first fight in 5 years at UFC 329 turned out to be a massive disappointment. Saturday's headliner was supposed to mark a triumphant return for McGregor, who was paired up with longtime rival Max Holloway for a rematch that could have marked a turning point for both UFC legends. Instead, the bout barely lasted a minute as McGregor appeared to injure himself before stepping into the octagon and then aggravate that injury further when he went for a flying kick as soon as the fight started. McGregor was completely ineffective after that, unable to even stand up long enough to provide the slightest challenge to Holloway, who did his best to punch at his fallen opponent. Unfortunately for both fighters, it was clear McGregor couldn't continue, leading to an injury stoppage that sucked the air out of Las Vegas T-Mobile Arena. UFC welterweight champion Islam Makhachev might have summed it up best, writing on Twitter, "Conor beat Conor. Congrats, Max." See more pros' reactions from social media below. Next, eighth from MMA fighting. Conor McGregor blows out his knee. Comeback ends in just 99 seconds as Max Holloway wins UFC 329 main event. Conor McGregor's comeback ended almost as quickly as it started after the former two-division champion appeared to blow out his knee with Max Holloway getting the win in the UFC 329 main event. It was a disastrous set of circumstances after McGregor threw a jumping roundhouse kick to start the fight, but replays showed an awkward landing ended with his knee popping out. McGregor attempted to continue, but he was clearly compromised as Holloway started dishing out damage on the ground during two different moments in the opening round. Finally, McGregor made one last attempt to get back to his feet, but he could barely stand it, and it forced referee Mike Beltran to stop the fight with the end coming just 1:09 into the opening round. A despondent McGregor sat in his corner, receiving medical attention, before leaving the octagon with help from his team. As for Holloway, he gets the win, but certainly now how he envisioned his rematch against McGregor ending. "Give it up for Conor McGregor, guys," Holloway said afterwards. "What an absolute animal. He kept asking to fight on. You guys are lucky there's going to be a Holloway versus McGregor 3 now. What can I say? I had him weak in the knees, I guess. It is what it is. So much hype for that. We've got to run it back one more time. We need one more. For it to end like this, it sucks." It was an anticlimactic ending after McGregor spent months hyping up his return to action following a 5-year-long layoff. He opened the fight with that jump kick trying to get out to an early start, but he landed awkwardly on his right knee as he stumbled to the canvas. The Irish superstar tried to throw another head kick, and that ended with him on his back as Holloway jumped down to start throwing some punches. Another slip from McGregor put him down again as Holloway threw a few more shots and he tried to make the referee aware that his opponent was clearly injured. McGregor attempted to get back to his feet again and his knee buckled as he limped away. That was enough for Beltran to wave off the fight with McGregor's comeback ending in disappointing fashion as the Las Vegas crowd was almost sitting in a stunned silence following the end of the main event. If McGregor suffered a serious knee injury as it appeared, he could be looking at another year-long layoff before he could even contemplate competing again. It's entirely possible a devastating injury like that could conceivably end McGregor's combat sports career. As for Holloway, he gets the win, and probably a sizable payday, but he doesn't get the satisfaction he wanted in hopes of avenging his past loss to McGregor from 13 years ago. He'll move forward, but it remains to be seen what's next for him after a sad end to UFC 329. Up next, 9th from The Guardian Sport, Jude Bellingham excels in parallel World Cup, but cannot win trophy alone. Barney Rone, Jude Bellingham, shown in England's World Cup quarterfinal, driving the attack with relentless energy. He threaded passes, pressed high, and forced the Norwegian defense to scramble. Norway, in their first quarterfinal, showed heart and skill, holding their own against a tired English side. The heat in Miami Gardens turned the pitch into a sweltering slab, sapping stamina and blurring focus. England's rhythm stalled under the oppressive humidity, exposing gaps that Norway exploited. Bellingham's brilliance couldn't mask the collective issues: spacing, defensive lapses, and conditioning. The takeaway is clear. England needs tighter organization and better adaptation to extreme conditions if they hope to advance beyond this stage. And then, 10th, from MMA Fighting, Conor McGregor versus Max Holloway 2, full fight video highlights. Hey, just caught the UFC 329 main event on Saturday night in Vegas. Conor McGregor faced Max Holloway. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.